speeds. Now, the Canadians hold the world record at 55 miles per hour. But one brave man from Brighouse is hoping to restore some national pride today as he attempts to break the world record for the fastest motorised toilet. The hopes of a nation rest on his shoulders, and we've sent our reporter, Peg Alexander, along to Elvington Airfield to find out if he can do it.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jake, it is all going down at Elvington Airfield this morning. It is so, so busy here. There's a number of records happening, but the one we're interested in is the toilet. And I am stood in front of the very said toilet. I have to say, it's so nice. It's even got one of those little towels that goes around the bottom of the basin. And it even comes with its own roll of loo roll. How's it going, Trevor Duckworth? Are you going to do it today?
Yes, we think we'll do it today. We're quietly confident. We have been practicing, and we know where we need to be. So we'll do a couple of gentle passes before we give it the gun. But yes, it will do it, we're sure.
Okay, so the record stands, am I right, at thinking 65 miles an hour. You're hoping to get to 70?
No, the record's 55 miles an hour, broken in Australia by a Canadian. And we've been quicker than that in practice, so we should top 60 first bat, and then we'll try and do some work on it later on, change the gear in, and we should go a little bit quicker.
Am I right in thinking, I heard you earlier on saying you might even get it up to 100 miles an hour?
Yeah, the plan is to have a 100 miles an hour toilet. That is to get it out of reach of everybody.
Do you know how that sounds, 100 miles an hour toilet?
Yeah, well, it's where it needs to be, isn't it? It just needs to be doing 100 miles an hour. What we're going to do is, we hope to break the record this weekend. We're racing Saturday, Sunday, and we hope to do it this weekend. And then we're going to do some work on it, and we're back here in August with another records event, the World Wheelie Records, and we're going to have another bash at that. We would want to be somewhere near 100 miles an hour then.
So let's just describe it. It's basically like a go-kart, so instead of the normal seat, it's got a toilet. How on earth are you going to stay on at that speed?
Well, it's difficult because the seat is quite slippy. We've had to convert it to handlebar steering instead of a steering wheel, and all the handlebars, levers are on the handlebars instead of foot controls. So it is quite difficult to stay. It's quite frisky as well. It goes from side to side, and it does try to shake you off.
So if it does anything go wrong, does that toilet brush that I can see standing up just sort of to the point where your handbrake would be, does that do any good?
No, not really. We've had to stick it in because we kept losing it. It kept coming out, so it's stuck in, really. But once we fire the twin engines up, it sounds good, and it's ready to go now.
All right, so 12 o'clock, that's when the attempt's going to happen, is it?
Yeah, 12 o'clock. We're going to run the toilet, we're going to run the postman, Pat Van, and we're going to run the world's fastest Dalek as well. So we've got a Dalek here. He's hoping to break 6 miles an hour, so we'll see.
Well, I can't stop giggling. I can't wait to see this go, Jake. Hopefully, about 12 o'clock, we'll be watching to see how the world record-breaking attempt goes.
Thank you, Peg, and good luck to Trevor. And I'm sure that somewhere there will be a satellite television station that will be providing full coverage of that. Not surprisingly, loads of you getting in touch with various...